Yow, what's goody? What's goody? It's your girl DJ, exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. This is episode 108, Stand On Business. Gonna go ahead and drop a bomb on that one. Because, you know, I don't understand why it's so difficult for people to stand on business, whether you're running an online drop shipping business, whether you're an artist and you're being booked to perform, or whether you're a promoter doing the booking. We all have these expectations, and as business people, we have obligations to the people that patronize these businesses, and I think that's really important for us to stand on business. So we're going to have a little conversation about standing on business, and then beyond that, we're going to get into some of the things that's been going on in the industry. I know this episode is coming to y'all a little late, but that's just because I was like, yo, why drop an episode right before the Super Bowl? Might as well watch the Super Bowl, aka the Rihanna concert, and then give it all up at the end of that. So that's what we're here to do. So shout out to all my fans. You know how I give it up. Shout out to any and everybody that copped that I Real Monsters tea that is currently on sale at DJFexclusive.com. Don't play yourself, treat yourself, swag yourself out. We're going to talk a little bit about this QC and Scooter Braun deal because, you know, I have mixed feelings about it. So I want to talk about that a little bit. Definitely got to talk about Miss Rihanna and how she's respectfully trying to tell y'all, listen, y'all want me to do music, and that is great. I love my fans, but I have other goals. I have other things that I want to do in my life. So we definitely going to talk about that. You know, I got to give y'all some rapid fire nothingness, let y'all know what's going on in the streets, what's currently trending. Like, it might not mean nothing to y'all, but a birdie whispered in my ear that your boy Future might be trying to shoot his shot at Tim's. So we definitely got to get into that. We definitely got to talk about how Jay-Z is just filthy motherfucking rich, and he's just rich for no reason. He's going to continue to be rich for no reason. We're going to definitely talk about that. Also, I got to give myself a shout out. Shout out to me. 5 days, no cigarettes. Don't plan on going back. Go ahead and drop a bomb on that. It's also currently been 8 days since I had any liquor. Probably going to just be drinking beer, you know, drinking in social situations. Ain't going to be too much more just being in the dark in the crib by myself, just drinking because it is whatever, and smoking all these cigarettes. Yeah, cigarettes is like $14 where I live, and it ain't even about the money. It's just that I'm feeling like, what's the point? You know what I mean? I've been smoking cigarettes for a very long time. And when I first started smoking cigarettes, them shits was like $4. Now them shits is literally $14 and some change. And it's just like, damn, how long are you going to have a bad habit? You know what I'm saying? And really, when you have an addiction like cigarettes or any kind of thing like that, it's really more so how you don't have control over your mind over anything else. Yeah, tobacco and nicotine and caffeine and all of these things can be addictive things. But nothing should be more addictive than the control that you have over your own mind, your own thinking, and how you plan to live your life. And if you get to a place where you're like, yo, I don't want to do this anymore, you should be able to cut that off and no longer do something you don't want to do no more. You feel what I'm saying? So, yeah, I want to give myself a shout out because I don't smoke cigarettes no more. I'm not even going to continue to say, oh, it's been 5 days. It's just, yo, I don't smoke cigarettes no more. I don't do those. You know what I'm saying? Definitely want to talk a little bit about what I'm out here doing with these artist joints. I'm out here making remixes on the 17th. You can go get it on all streaming platforms. Preem Gully, Who She Talking To, DJ Exclusive Remix. I'm not trying to shit on no producer. I'm not trying to do nothing like that. I just feel like a lot of these producers, they're not actual fans of the artist. You know what I'm saying? They don't actually listen to the artist's music. They kind of just so getting a bag from the artist, going into the studio with the artist, and then just doing anything. And yeah, it sounds good, but when you're really a fan of the artist, you can pick the right sounds and do the right thing that really complements that artist's sound. So that's what I'm out here doing with these remixes. I also have a new beat tape coming out. It's called CT Rushmore. So yeah, I'm gonna be working all year long, foot on the year's neck. I've been too lax, not getting enough done on the creative side of things, and it's really, really time to change that, because at the end of the day, I can't blame nobody or fault nobody but myself for my progress or lack thereof. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the sports fans. No, I mean, shout out to everybody that got their FanDuel, they gamble, join off. You know what I'm saying? I tried it. I mean, I put my little money on there. You know what I'm saying? One of my little wagers I won, like, I basically gambled $20. You know what I'm saying? I put $10 on the score at by the end of the third quarter, and I won a little bit of money off that. I won like $25 or some shit like that. And then for the big ticket, you know what I mean, I was doing good at first. The Eagles was doing good at first, but then overall they didn't win the game. One of the dudes on my ticket, I didn't even hear his name get called. I don't even know if he touched the ball. You know what I'm saying? The Eagles got they ass beat, and I'm not really sure if they got they ass beat by the Chiefs or if it was that turf, that grass, whatever. They was slipping all over the place. I remember there was a time where they was showing a pile of cleats that all of the different Eagles players had changed their cleats, thinking that it was gonna like have like a better effect on the way that they were playing. I seen players slipping and sliding all across that grass. I wasn't sure if it had rained or what was going on with that, but that couldn't have been safe. There's a lot of people that I seen on Twitter and on Facebook saying, hey, the refs are cheating. Hey, I don't watch enough football to be able to say, yeah, that was this, that was that. But as a person that is a passive fan of the sport, there were some things that I was seeing that I'm like, I'm not too sure of that. And it was really weird how, you know, by the third quarter, your boy Mahomes ain't even play a full 10 minutes of the game yet. That was real telling. For the Eagles to have control of the ball for the amount of time that they had control of the ball, it was very, very strange how they didn't come out with a win. Now, I'm not about to sit here and blame anything but the grass, because from what I seen and what I understood, it was the grass. The grass was kicking them niggas' ass. Hey, listen. I don't play football. I don't watch football. So I'm not about to get up here and judge motherfuckers, because they're out there doing something that I am not even athletic enough to do. I am not even athletic enough to even attempt. So shout out to everybody that was out there balling on Super Bowl 57, because as a person that is 37 years old, and I used to be very, very deep into sports, going to Super Bowl parties and all of that, this is probably one of the most interesting and engaging and fun to watch Super Bowls that I've ever seen. I'm saying they tend to be very boring. You know, they be low scoring games. So at least they were scoring right out the gate. You know what I mean? They made the game fun to watch, whether it was thrown or whatever it was. The game in itself was fun to watch. Now, your girl Rihanna, she's like, yo, this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but I don't know how many different ways I could tell y'all I'm not interested in doing music anymore. That's just not something that interests me. And you know what? I'm not even mad that she just took the approach to come out pregnant as fuck. You know what I mean? And shout out to Jason Lee. I'm a big fan of Jason Lee, but I think this is also like low-key shade to him, unless he's lying. It depends on how you want to look at it. Now, Jason Lee is on Twitter saying, you know, stop texting him. He doesn't know anything about Rihanna being pregnant. You know what I mean? But any other time, Jason Lee is pretty much acting like Rihanna calls him first. Like, he's always the first person to know everything as it pertains to Rihanna. Rihanna's his best friend. That's how Jason Lee acts. So I feel like Rihanna is like, dude, you do way too much. I'm going to give People Magazine the exclusive, and I'm going to pop out, and I'm going to do my Cardi B thing, and I'm going to show my baby bump in the middle of a very big thing where everybody in the whole world is going to see it. In fact, according to my timeline during the game, people started to comment on whether or not she was actually pregnant before they were like saying, oh, she did that. Now, I'm not a performer. There are a lot of performers, cheerleaders, different type people like that on my Facebook page that have taken to social media, and they're like, yo, that performance was trash. It wasn't giving what it was supposed to give. It was hella lazy. It was this, it was that. Then you got like Rihanna's actual core fan base, they're like, yo, that was everything I wanted and needed. I am glad that she came out and did her big one. Other people like myself was like, yo, old girl just had a baby in May. Prior to that, she hasn't performed in 5 years, and she's pregnant now, and I think her mind is so far gone from music. Like, for us, it's a big thing, right? For us, we're like, yo, this is Rihanna, she about to kill it. For her, she's just like, I'm doing this because y'all clearly miss me, and I have built a fan base that can't necessarily deal with and stomach the fact that this was for a reason and a season, and music was my stepping stone, and now I have stepped on to bigger and better. See, I think a lot of fans are so used to their favorite artists just faking all the time. And when I say faking it, a lot of these artists be up here pretending that they get into the chicken, that they get into this kind of money, and they're living a specific type of lifestyle. But they keep on dropping music, working, touring, that the fan builds up an expectation. Like, they believe that everybody's supposed to be working, and building up all of this music. But the reality is, the more they work, the less they got. And they working to get more. When you're a person like Rihanna, you don't gotta work that much, or you could just work full time at your business, but you definitely don't have to be on the road and touring and doing all of these shows, collecting 30, 40,000 here, 30, 40,000 there. You're Gucci. So I think that she got up there pregnant as fuck, hoping that the fans would be like, okay, that's a wrap. We might as well let that go. That's not gonna happen. That's just something that I want to happen. Like, if I don't know if y'all follow him, shout out to your boy Armand. Armand's on his Twitter talking about, oh, she need to go on the road. Bro, what? What are you talking about? That performance looked wild lazy. It looked like, as soon as I get down out of this sky, I am getting in my private jet and I'm going home. I don't even care who wins the game. I don't care about none of that. By the time the fourth quarter was over, Rihanna was already in the bed with her weird looking man, because we all seen what ASAP had on, and it wasn't giving what it was supposed to give. He's supposed to be this guru in fashion. I didn't see it. But hey, you guys, you know what? I digress.
Yeah, it's that little Chico Pitbull, Mr. Thrill 5 till I die. Listen live online 24/7. You know what it is.
This is Nelly wishing everybody a happy holiday.
This is Rihanna. Let's get up close and intimate.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G, and I hope y'all ready for the bombest mother to ever grace the airwaves in this town.
Everybody know this boy, Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spinning, man.
Shout out to people.
I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Y'all don't really get it. I pull up in a lemon. Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit. Never been religious. I just always had opinions. My daddy told me, listen, you better get some money and I die and go to prison. I get it how I live it. I live it how I get it. Y'all don't really get it. I pull up in a lemon. Blocks get to spinning. Money 3D printing. Never had a limit. Never been religious. I just always had opinions. My daddy told me, listen, you better get some money and I die and go to prison. So you see, yeah, I got rich and stayed free. Free the dogs doing BIDs. I know everybody not like me. Hey, got a nerd who want a Bentley for a birthday. I said maybe I could rent it for your birthday. Matter of fact, I need a favor for the remix. Maybe I could get some 50s for your birthday. Hey, get a sneaker for your bae. Say we talk but we ain't speaking every day. And I know you know what P about to say.
Bath song, biting speakers in the face. 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 speakers in the face.
I get it how I live it.
Wait a minute.
I live it how I get it.
Wait,
come
wait
to motherfucking digits. I pull her with a lemon.
Wait a minute.
Not cause she ain't living.
Wait,
it's just your
minute.
Eyes get acidic. And this ain't
wait,
a scrimmage.
Wait a minute.
Motherfucker, we ain't finished.
Wait,
I told you
minute.
We won't stop. A nigga by the business.
Wait a minute.
Like yours, but you're renting.
What?
Wait that line to the top. Work, 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 work. You see me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work. When you walk a line, 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 line. I'm in the cafe, my tie, 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 tie. Try me, I deserve you. No time to have you lurking. You make a walk, now you don't like it. You know I dealt with you the nicest. Nobody touched me in the righteous. Nobody text me in a crisis. I believed all of your dreams are duration. You took my heart, all my keys, and my patience. You took my heart, I must leave a decoration. You mistaken my love, I brought for you for foundation. All that I wanted from you was to give me something that I never had. Something that you never seen. Something that you never been. Mm-hmm. But I wake up and nothing's wrong. Just get ready for work, 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 work. You see me heavy work, 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 work. You see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. There's something about that work, 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 work.
Stop that blend.
When you walk out, na-na-na-na-na. Before the table turn, 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 turn. Beg you something, please. Baby, don't you leave. Don't leave me stuck here in the streets, uh-huh. If I get another chance to, I will never, no, never neglect you. Against you, I just hope that it gets to you. I hope that you see this through. I hope that you see this true. What can I say? Please recognize I'm trying, baby. I feel why, 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 why. It's me, I feel why, 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 why. You see me do my da 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 da. Something about that why, 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 why.
That video original was probably this.
Oh, my bad. We get busy.
Come and put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it. Your name, but you wanna put your name on it. Put your name on it. Come and put your name on it.
Nothing else like this. I'ma make you my bitch. And it's not even my birthday.
My birthday. But you wanna put your name on it.
And it's not even my birthday.
You are now rocking with DJ F exclusive, Connecticut's finest female DJ.
They can say whatever, I'ma do whatever. No pain is forever, yep, you know this. Tougher than a lion, ain't no need in trying. I live with a sky and yep, you know this. Never lying, truth teller. That Rihanna rain just won't let up. All black on, black towel shade. Until they say, stop. My runway never looked so clear. But the hottest bitch in heels right here. No fear. And why you getting your crap on? I'm getting my fly on. Sincere. I see you aiming at my pedestal.
down. Brilliant, resilient, fan mail from 27 million.
So Quality Control is now acquired by Scooter Braun's Hybe America in a $320 million deal. Hey, what's up? I'm A-Dub, and you gotta check this out. So Quality Control Music has reportedly been acquired by Scooter Braun's Hybe America in a deal that is worth $320 million. According to Variety, the powerhouse Atlanta label, along with its sports, film, and television ventures, entered into an agreement to merge with and be acquired by Hybe America on Wednesday, February 8th. The acquisition of Quality Control, which is home to some of the biggest names in hip-hop, including Lil Baby, Migos, Lil Yachty, and City Girls, marks Braun's first major move since becoming sole CEO of Hybe America earlier this year. In a statement, Quality Control co-founder Pierre P. Thomas spoke about the benefits of the partnership and taking the company worldwide. Hybe are perfect partners for Quality Control as we come together to take our story and work global. All of Hybe's leaders are entrepreneurs with phenomenal combined history, finding talent and taking it to the highest levels. Taking QC worldwide requires key partners like this who understand building something from the bottom and aiming sky high. It matters to us greatly their grasp of culture and acutely seeing what QC has built and the limitless path of where it can go. Over many years, Scooter and I have cultivated real trust and a common way of looking at the world and culture. An added bonus of this partnership is the fact that both QC and Hybe have existing relationships with the UMG family, and that will create an easy flow that will benefit the artists. The artists of QC are our focus, and their best interests will be incredibly supported with this partnership. Scooter Braun reflected on his long-running relationship with Thomas and fellow Quality Control founder Coach K, describing the partnership as a full circle moment. I am so proud and honored to have Coach and P join Bang and I as our partners. QC is one of the most significant independent labels in the world, working with incredible artists who are and remain to be the voices of culture. I'll never forget riding around Atlanta over 20 years ago with Coach, discussing our dreams and ambitions and how we said, if they let us in the game, we are never going to give it back. Now, all these years later, we are joining forces to make these dreams a reality. Headquartered in South Korea, Hybe America's U.S. portfolio includes SB Projects, which is the management home to artists such as Justin Bieber, Ariana Grande, Quavo, and the Kid Laroi. P also emphasized the significance of the deal in an Instagram post, telling his followers to stop thinking people are selling out. Instead, see people are selling in and see that you are building something to create more for everybody. Black entrepreneurs are not getting these opportunities on a regular basis, and they should be. Diddy congratulated P and Coach K in the comment section, writing, "Congrats, King. Y'all deserve it. Love, love, love." But what do you think about Quality Control being acquired by Scooter Braun's Hybe America? Let us know your thoughts in the comment section below. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and notification bell to stay up to date on all of our new videos. And as always, make sure to keep it all the way locked to popdx.com.
Man, this might not mean nothing to y'all, but I am getting really sick of black men selling out and then saying the white man is buying in. No, my nigga, you're selling the fuck out. First of all, how could someone buy something that's not for sale? That's one. I can't buy something that you're not selling, my nigga. So that in itself means you sold out. Now, this whole situation with, you know, QC quote unquote partnering with Scooter Braun and Scooter's partner with the Hybe corporations is fucking cap. Those niggas are not fucking partners, they're employees. Now, there are positive ways to look at this, and there are negative ways to look at it. But if you're looking at it with clear eyes, the way that I'm looking at it, essentially, if QC did not do this, QC probably would have ended up being absolved within the next 2 to 3 years. Essentially, Lil Baby cannot carry QC on his own, okay? The City Girls is practically defunct because Carisha likes to get peed on by billionaires, and she's pretty, and she's doing her show, and she's good, okay? JT is trying to set herself up to go solo. We're not too sure how that's gonna pan out. That's gonna be more money potentially wasted from the label when they do the rollout for her whole solo thing, which you can already tell is already happening with her sitting down with Angie Martinez. Then you got Lil Yachty, who just dropped, in my opinion, it's a very different album for him. You could tell that he's trying to be like in his own way, creative, not necessarily trying to conform to what people may want him to create, more so doing exactly what Lil Yachty wants to do. But nonetheless, I couldn't really get jiggy with that album. So I don't even think many of his fans are going to be able to get jiggy with the album. Okay? And whom else is on QC? I can't think of whom else is signed to that label, but at the end of the day, oh yeah, it's Migos, right? Rest in peace, Takeoff. You know, the whole situation with Takeoff and Quavo trying to do their whole thing and perpetuate a little garbage-ass beef between them and Offset, that's not working for them, right? So they need to change the tiles because, you know, unfortunately, we lost Takeoff. So Quavo's going to have to now get what he always wanted, to go solo. But what Quavo also learned, you weren't the one that was poised to go solo, my nigga. That was always Offset. Offset was always the Beyoncé of the group. Takeoff never wanted to be, and you just wasn't it. So you and Offset did the same exact thing at the same exact time, but Offset picked the better rapper. Offset picked Cardi, you picked Swae. Your career failed. Offset got more famous just by being someone's husband and a father. And just doing normal shit. Why? Because people seem to relate to Offset more. People seem to like Offset's personality more. And depending on who you ask, the women find Offset more attractive than him. But that's neither here nor there. This is the roster for QC. If they don't do something, what's going to happen? Are they going to take a chance in signing other artists? That's probably what they want to do. But where's the money going to come from? Scooter Braun and his people is where that money come from, okay? Now, here's the issue, right? Because in my opinion, I like white-on-white crime. So when you think about Scooter Braun, at least for me, the first thing that pops up into my mind is the Taylor Swift debacle. But even if you do your homework on that, you can't even really say Scooter Braun is wrong for that. Scooter Braun owns a company that acquired Taylor Swift's masters, and because they were owners of the masters, they didn't want to allow her to use them to do whatever it is that she wanted to do with them, leading her to re-record those first six albums. But we all know you can re-record the album, but it don't capture the essence that the first master did. You know what I'm saying? It's a bootleg. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's what I think about when I think about Scooter Braun. Scooter Braun creating a culture where these artists don't own their masters because Scooter has like an investment company where he's running around the culture buying up shit. And then aside from that, he manages people like Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, J Balvin, Demi Lovato. So he's a manager of the poppier artists, so he kind of knows how to move music. But the music Scooter Braun moves isn't particularly Lil Baby, Lil Yachty. You understand what I'm saying? So, yeah, this Hypebee company is a talent agency. They do manage it. They do pretty much everything all-encompassing. They have a production company. And when I say Scooter Braun is filthy fucking rich, Scooter Braun was an early investor in Lyft, an early investor in Uber, an early investor in Waze. Like apps that have gone on to make billions of dollars. Scooter was invested in these apps. So he's got money to piss out, right? And then, you know, you got Kanye getting canceled for saying Jewish people own everything. And I'm not blaming Scooter. Shout out to Scooter. He's from Connecticut, by the way. Went to Greenwich High School. So I'm not mad that Scooter come from an affluent family who hustled and he is now acquiring assets in furthering his business. I'm not mad about that at all. But what niggas like Coach need to stop doing, don't sell out and then say, oh no, we're not selling out, niggas are buying in. Because ask yourself, why didn't Jay-Z want to invest in Quality Control? Why didn't Diddy want to invest in Quality Control? Why are none of these multi-millionaire, multi-billionaire black businesses and investment companies or banks even willing to invest in a black business so it can stay black owned and operated? When you get to the reason that none of these money companies want to invest in these record labels, then you can see why people like me say it's selling out. Because at the end of the day, a black owned and operated business means just that. And that black owner, that black president, that black CEO, they go to a bank and they get a loan and they hustle, or they go get sponsors and they go get investors, but it's important to them that they all be black. You went and got a Jewish man and an Asian man, and now the headquarters of your black-owned business is in fucking Hong Kong. Yeah, you might show up to Atlanta. Your artist might show up to Atlanta. But at the end of the day, Scooter Braun and his partner's office is in Hong Kong, and they gave you $300 million. That means they are majority owner in your business. You are now an employee. Yeah, they're probably gonna listen to you, but at the end of the day, if your ideas to them don't meet their bottom line, then your ideas get vetoed, they get overridden. And this is why it's important to keep black business and black communities. We do not want people that don't look like us being able to make the final decision for us. How does that sound? Someone that don't look like you shouldn't be able to tell you what to do and how to make music for your culture and your people. That's asinine. But I digress.
Connecticut, it's your boy Drop, and I'm chilling with Connecticut's finest female DJ exclusive.
Yeah.
Stamped out twins.
Fizzy.
This one, you gotta light it. You gotta puff it on this one. You can't even drink Cristal on this one. You gotta drink Cristal. Try some red wine, little gotcha 9-7. This is for the grown and sexy.
Yeah.
Can I get my grown man on for once? I see some ladies tonight that should be hanging with Jay-Z. Jay-Z. Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Uh-huh. Can you come hang with me? Oh, possibly.
That's right.
Can I take you out tonight? You already know what it's hitting for. My, I got whatever outside, and you know what I'm sitting on. 50-50 venture with them S-dots kicking off. Armadale popping now, only bringing the more. Only thing missing is a missus. You ain't even gotta do the dishes. Got two dishwashers, got one chef, one maid. All I need is a partner to play spades with the cards up. All trust. Who else you gonna run with? The truth is us. Only dudes moving units, M-Pimp juicing us. It's the rockin' hair. Maybach outside, got rocks in air. PJs on the runway, Young got air. I don't land at an airport, I call it the clearport. Therefore, I don't wanna hear more back and forth about who's hotter, it's Young Holla.
Excuse me. Damn. Woo. You're so contagious. Woo. I can't take it.
I got my gotcha 9-7 on right now.
Lady.
You gotta puff it to this one. Can't roll it up to this one, boy.
So contagious, I can't take it. Woo. Not my baby, woo. Let's just make it. Hush, baby, love it, let's go. This is how it's gonna go.
I wish I could hold you tight and take a flight out the hood. Was I foul or just misunderstood? My mannered or up to no good? It really doesn't matter, either way I should maximize the moment and hold you close. Jump in the drop spider and cruise down the coast. Who loved you the most? I was never ghost when lives was on the line. Confusion in your mind, running out of time, drama of all kinds. But there's faith in our mind, we spiritually inclined. Sometimes I flip, sometimes you flip. Sometimes we wild out and act like lunatics. We moving too fast, the whole world's in a rush. Everybody just hush.
Hush, baby, wanna let you know. This is how it's gonna go.
The pain, the drama, the villain, the Bahamas, the highs, the lows, the hoopty, the rolls, the money flowing, certain doors that we go in, the people we meet, the hands that we shake, whether it's Morton's or Sizzler steak, but everything'll be okay if we do it my way, my way, my way.
Your response gonna go viral. You know, I'm gonna say all kind of.
I know your response is off the hook.
Hey, Wack, did you catch how... Now, you just told us the whole little story with Cardi B. You didn't throw in no details. You just kind of said we was there to make sure everything was cool.
No, what I did was somebody said something. I'm like, yeah, well, Cardi said...
Yeah, but you knew right off the bat. But here's the thing. You didn't throw in no... You notice how he threw in what she said that started the beef? Almost like he trying to restart it. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly. Yeah, because I'm going to tell you what she did. I'm going to make y'all remember. She put up a picture. It was like a blue dress or a blue fur or something. And she was like, that's hard, but I don't wear flu, which is a disrespect to
exactly.
Blue.
Exactly.
Big disrespect. Exactly.
Right? That's where it was, right? So everybody was, you know, leaving comments. At the time, she managed by QC, by P. P got management, right? So... They like, yeah, whack, that label just want us to kind of like, I'm like, man, that, come out. Right? I said, I'm going to call Big U. We're going to clear it on that side. Me and Big U running tough at the time, right? I'm going to clear it on that side. We're going to put the homies on you on this side. Right? Her first event was like right on Roberson. Never forget, Roberson. It's a little club downstairs from Penthouse. Wacko, all the Westside Pyros, all my homies, a bunch of blood. We out there heavy as a month, right? So I don't know what the fuck, he, nigga, you ain't got no say-so out here.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga right here is weird. Like, he be acting like he, and now, and I'm glad people seeing it, because first they wanted to put it on me. Why did you expose to the world that Offset had an issue with you about this man getting killed up under y'all supervision? If you heard in the street Offset got an issue with you, nigga, why is you broadcasting it to the world, nigga? That's a PC move.
Right.
Man, this number. If a nigga, yo, Wack, what's up, yo, man, a nigga, you know, Wooty Woop, Lil D, come out his own when y'all see each other. I'll come on Clubhouse. Yeah, Lil D, you tell a nigga his own when I see. Come on.
Dry snitching.
I want the police to be up on it. Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. Like, come on. And it was crazy. All y'all niggas from Houston, I don't know why. I don't know what this nigga done did. But man, y'all know it don't go like that, bro. That don't go like that, bro. He ain't supposed to be. You ain't supposed to be doing all that. Oh, shut the fuck up. He dry snitching.
It's like dude said in the chat, basically saying, hold
then
me back on the internet.
A fuck about him and Quavo? We still trying to figure out if you lined off motherfucking Takeoff. Why you give a fuck about him and Quavo? You worrying about him and Quavo, dang.
Right, that ain't got nothing to do with him.
I'm going to run into him, though. I'm going to see what his gangster like. I'm going to see if he's scared to go to jail. I'm not. I ain't tripping. I'ma see really where you at with it. I just sit there. If this is not 1990, motherfucking ghetto boy, if you wanna go to war, I'll take you to war. You ain't been to war yet. You ain't even been to a substation. All this big old gangsters. I ain't never seen a nigga 57 ain't did a day in jail. Get the fuck out of here, my nigga. Oh, out of here, my nigga.
That's wild.
That's real. You talk all this high power ass shit. Like he, you know, you ain't did shit. Out of here. Overrated, bro. Why is you, what? Do you remember when you had to call me? What you mean? Why are you telling the world that you and this man got a problem? Why? For what reason? Just handle the business. I got a problem with all kind of, we ain't finna be letting nobody know. We gonna get to it just in case you catch me, I catch you. We don't need to get nobody, no motherfucking leads. You just heard the feds call me about what they thought they heard on the internet and whoever talking on your side. And you want to come on the motherfucking internet and broadcast we got a problem. Me and Offset got a problem. It's crazy. Dry snitching ass. Every nigga know that's dry snitching. Every nigga know that's dry snitching.
That's for sure, dry snitching.
If you're not in your late 50s, I mean pushing 60, like your boy Jay Prince, then this just might not mean nothing to y'all. But a lot of us, meaning us in our 30s and younger, we're real sick of this nigga getting on the internet, talking all slow, making threats, when we don't know you, nigga. Now, I'm gonna be real. I'm 37 years old, so I understand rap a lot. I understand Scarface and the Ghetto Boys, and I understand in the 90s, for some reason, you know, Jay Prince was like the Suge Knight of the South. And it was like, oh, don't fuck with Jay Prince. Don't fuck with Suge Knight. Don't fuck with Tupac. It was just like a list of people where they're like, you know, don't fuck with them. But as you get older, you like, man, they don't start none, won't be none. You understand what I'm saying? Like, as long as I don't go over there fucking with them, they don't come over here fucking with me, it's all good. But for some reason, when people go around Jay Prince family, they die. And then it be some dry snitching, some suspicious circumstances around the death. Like, what's going on right now with Takeoff death? Make that shit make sense. That shit is on tape. We pretty much watch him get murdered on camera. We sat on stream with academics for about 3 days straight, which I feel like somebody was in academic ear, because Ack was on that motherfucker. Ack was on that shit. Ack was personally invested to the point now he don't even talk about it. Now, granted, academics is more so like of a daily reporter, so whatever happens that day, whatever's in the news, whatever's trending that day, he tends to talk about it on his streams. But I find it very, very weird that, you know, that Takeoff murder, the way that it's being handled, what's been going on, is really weird. When Jay Prince sent that flower arrangement, I looked at the flower arrangement and I was like, are you trying to take credit for the murder? Like, what is this? And why didn't you send the flowers to his family or to the funeral home? Why do you have to have this big floral arrangement in the spot where he fell and have your family's name on it? That to me was a red flag. When it came all down to people saying, oh, this shooter run with Jazz Prince and the Jay Prince family, he comes out with another one of his slow ass messages talking about, oh, you're not going to be able to hide behind me and my people. Next thing you know, you're hearing false rumors that the boy been killed. It's just like a lot of shit when you think about the Prince family. It's a little weird. Another thing that I thought was strange was Drake always talk about how he's Migos people, those is his brothers and all of that. He was so sad. So much condolences when Takeoff died. But I remember maybe a week or two before Takeoff passed away, Drake said that 40 was sick. 40 wasn't feeling good. So they were pushing back his album with 21 Savage. The album then comes out like not too long after Takeoff dies, and it's all this Mob Ties bullshit. Mob Ties this, Jay Prince this, Jazz Prince that. And don't get me wrong, I know that Drake been, you know, faking the funk with the whole Mob Ties and mob affiliation stuff for a while, but it was just the timing of that was a little strange to me. I'm like, why right now, all of a sudden, does this album have to come out with arguably the most important name in hip hop talking down? Well, I don't want to say necessarily talking down on the Migos, but right now everybody's looking at the Prince family in a way. The Prince family isn't really looking really good in the light. And then you have America's Golden Child kind of saying, yo, I fuck with Jazz Prince. I fuck with Jay Prince. You know, those is the guys. And if you fuck with them, you fucking with me, blah, 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 blah. So, like, it just was the timing of it. And I could be making a mountain out of a molehill, but the timing of that album with what Drake was saying about the Prince family in, like, the first six songs of the album was very, very weird. Then for Jazz Prince to be taking credit for shit in the streets that he didn't do is a little weird. It's a little weird. Like, for you to say, oh, we did this for Cardi, we did this for Offset, we did this and that, blah, 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 whoop, blah, whoop. That is really, really weird, because when do street niggas take credit for street shit? It is what it is. If you did what you did, I'm sure Cardi and Offset paid that ticket, and it is what it is. But then for WAC 100 to come out and, you know, say, you know, that nigga was lying, that shit didn't really happen like that, this is really what happened, it kind of make you think back to all the stories that you've heard, everything that you want to believe about this nigga, and then, like, was he telling the truth about that? Like, I don't know if that was actually true or not. And then WAC 100 posting on his gram that, you know, Jay Prince got caught with 40 bricks and that shit went away. And he want Prince to explain himself to him. Then you got his sons playing Little Kings of Gangsta, where Jazz Prince is like, oh, I thought you didn't know my dad. He wants to post pictures of Cardi and post videos and basically drop receipts to him, which that they may have been an acquaintance of Jazz Prince. But there's nothing about what he posted that says, oh yeah, I needed help. The Crips tried to kill me, so I called you. And I'm not knee deep in gang culture like that, but if I have problems with the Crip, I'll probably like try to call Snoop Dogg or like Nipsey's team. Someone that I know is a Crip or affiliates with Crips. I'm not gonna call someone that affiliates with Gangsta Disciples and Vice Lords and shit. Like, Jazz Prince is a GD, one of them. He's either a Gangsta Disciple or a Vice Lord. He wouldn't necessarily be able to squash some shit when the Crips wanna come for Cardi in her head. Now, what I will concede and say, though I don't believe a word that come out of Jay Prince's mouth, I do believe that something is going on within Offset, Migo, Offset, Quavo, and Takeoff's family that's way deeper than rap. It's on some family shit, and we may never get the intricate details of it. Maybe for several years to come when there's like a documentary or something about it. But overall, the reality of the situation is there is definitely some type of inner beef going on between, you know, Quavo and Offset that's deeper than the whole wanting to be the leader of the group. I really honestly believe when Offset made his decision to go solo and leave, Offset made that decision based on money, finances, straight letters on a page. But I'm not sure if it was the label or who did it. Quavo took that shit personally. And I don't know. I don't want to speak for a dead man who could never speak for himself, but maybe Takeoff did too. So they started to move in a certain kind of way. And then the whole family behind the scenes is just like, oh, he's phony, he's this and that. Because just like Offset said, you don't hear nothing from the family members. You don't see any of their cousins or anybody like that going live. So I'm not sure why Jay Prince feels the need to constantly speak for the family or constantly have something to say. But I do believe that, I can't believe the part where Jay Prince indicates that something's going on within the family and the family may not be fucking with Offset like that. Because that may be true. There may be shit going on within their family dynamic that's deeper than rapping and don't have anything to do with anything. But Jazz Prince and Jay Prince and whoever else, we not afraid of that Prince family. That Prince family name don't scare people like it scared people in the 90s. At this day and age, we looking at Jazz Prince like, you an old ass, funny ass, goofy ass nigga that likes to insert yourself in shit so you could continue to run like this dynasty out of fear. But no one's feared of you anymore, sir. No one cares that you extort rappers. No one cares all of the shit that you and your sons are about. What's sad is you got a daughter with postpartum syndrome who was screaming and being incredibly abusive to your grandchild on the internet, and you seem to constantly be worried about another man. Do yourself a favor, go worry about your grandchild before they don't make it. But I digress.
So Cardi B and her husband Offset were spotted out in Beverly Hills, and a lot of people think that they were having a disagreement, and some are thinking that the disagreement was because of the things that's been going on social media this week. Now, the article says, early on February 9th, Cardi and Offset were seen in Beverly Hills seemingly having it out. What the couple was arguing about is their business alone, but it looked like the makeup-free Cardi was particularly fired up while Offset simply scrolled on his phone and smoked a cigarette. I mean, we don't really know what the argument was about, but Offset has had a lot of stuff going on social media the last week, and Cardi B as well. Cardi B ended up getting involved with some of the drama, so who knows what the argument was about. Anyways, you guys...
See, if you believe everything that these rappers say, everything that you read in a blog, everything that you hear on a podcast, and this just might not mean nothing to y'all, but I have a pretty good idea of why Cardi and Offset are going back and forth for a few reasons. One, do I think that Jay Prince is the person that Offset called when he had issues in the streets where he allegedly got beat up? No. But do I believe that Offset got beat up and possibly robbed or worse? Yes, I do. The reason I believe this is because if you look at some of the old pictures of the Migos, old pictures of Offset, they just don't look like gangsters. And there is a misconception that being in a trap house selling drugs and being in that part of the game make you gangster. No, there's a difference between being a hustler and knowing how to get money and money being your motivation and going out here in these streets and doing what you got to do to get a bag. It's a difference between that and a person that is straight up gangster, handles wet work and do what they got to do on the streets in that way. Okay, so I think the issue between Cardi and Offset is, one, that whole incident with Cardi and the flu shit, that was a big deal, and it was looking very, very scary for Cardi, because if you're not in gangbang culture, then you don't realize how serious gangbangers really, really take that shit. They not for the games. They're not playing. It's not a joke, okay? And essentially, I think Cardi believes that Offset could have ignored Jay Prince. You know what I'm saying? He's poking the bear. And essentially, Cardi and Offset are at a place right now where they got big deals on the table, big bags, and certain things happening on the internet could interrupt that. For an example, if you watch the Super Bowl, then you've seen they announced their little McDonald's meal. Do you know how much money McDonald's is paying them to sponsor a meal? You got to remember, these fast food companies been around for years. They need to come out with new ways to sell you the same fucking food. So they sell you custom bags and say, oh, this is what Cardi likes to eat when she goes to McDonald's, and this is what Offset likes to eat, and it's, oh, get the Cardi Offset meal. But looking crazy in the public could really fuck up bags and things that you got going on. And I think that Cardi was more so angry and upset with him, like, nigga, we can't be, you know, letting these little bottom feeders get us out of our grind. You know what I'm saying? Beyonce doesn't respond, Jay doesn't respond. We don't need to respond to certain type of people, especially when we already know what type of timing these people are on. And we also know that at a bare minimum, this man had something to do with the murder of one of your family members. At the very bare minimum, he had something to do with it, to the sense that he knows who did it. He knows the goings ons. Why would you want to argue on the internet with someone like this? Plus, the nigga is old enough to be your father. And the reason why I think that this is the reason that they were arguing, if you look at the pictures that the paparazzi took when they were arguing, Offset doesn't even look like he's listening to her. He looks like he doesn't care. He's off in another world. And because I know that Offset is extremely in love with Cardi and he has an acute fear of losing Cardi, that makes me feel like whatever she was coming at him about, whatever she was mad about, it wasn't that serious to him. He had that I said what I said, I did what I did, and that's just going to be that type face. Now, there's other rumors and there's other tea out there that says that after she finished arguing with him, you know, Cardi went away, and then you could see Offset essentially pacing back and forth, up and down the street smoking cigarettes like he was stressed out. But, you know, we don't have any audio of the argument. We don't know exactly what happened within that argument. But this is what I do know. Cardi and Offset, they're just at a different level of fame. So not a lot of people going to be able to relate to the choices that they make, the things that they do. There's a lot of people that wish that they were Cardi. There was a lot of rappers that wish that they were Offset. So they just got to move different. They're at a place right now where I could honestly say, yeah, people are probably trying to bring them down. You know what I mean? People are probably trying to get into the way of what they got going on. And if they're smart, you know what I mean? They're going to do what they got to do to kind of offset that. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to end up taking the bait and rolling around and squabbling with the fucking pigs. It's never going to be worth it for either one of them. But hey, I digress.
Adidas is reportedly taking a hit from its partnership with Beyonce. The apparel brand has taken a $200 million hit to its annual projections from its Ivy Park clothing line. This all according to the Wall Street Journal. But it's interesting. She's still getting paid, according to the Journal. I think $20 million is the payout from this. But it is interesting, given other partnerships and what we've seen, maybe she's putting less into it, right, than some of the other partnerships.
Maybe this is on Adidas. This company's a hot mess. Look how they handled the Kanye West drama. New CEO coming in here.
But you would think that this is a partnership that would be plastered all over that concert experience, too. It is not. It is
well,
not.
Well, maybe there are constraints on them.
There
being
could be constraints, right.
Someone please call 911. Tell them something's going on in the Carter home. Tell them Beyonce is where. Tell them Ivy Park ain't for normal people to wear. Now, all jokes aside, though, word on the street is Adidas is in Kanye's phone like, what's up, big head? How you doing? Is you done bugging yet? Are you done? Because you know it wasn't nothing personal yet, but when you talk about Jewish people, we have to all rally together and get you the fuck out of here. But if you could please find it in your heart to forgive us, we have already forgiven you, and we would like for you to return to work. We have several warehouses full of Yeezys that we cannot sell, though we have leaked to social media that we plan on selling them anyway. We know we can't sell them without you, so please come back. We also are very grateful that you could link us with Beyonce before our relationship and our ties were severed, but I don't know, Beyonce must be off of her meds, must be real focused on this Renaissance tour that she has coming up. Whatever the case may be, she is really, really shitting on us over here at Adidas. The Ivy Park collection underperformed miserably, bringing in about $47 million on an estimated $200 million budget. Okay. And then, just like stated, Beyonce is still going to get that check. Beyonce is still going to get paid. Well, still got paid, rather. So essentially, when it came to the Beyonce deal, Adidas broke even. Okay? And Beyonce's followers, her fans, these people, they won't tell you about that. They won't tell you that her line flopped. They won't tell you is because people like you and I cannot buy that shit because it's overpriced and they are designs and things that we would not generally wear. I don't know what's going on up there. There's all these rumors about Beyonce being on drugs, all type of like speculations and different stories are hitting the surface now that Beyonce is kind of back out on the scene. Hey, listen, I don't know how to feel about this, but I do understand, hey, maybe Adidas need to stop sending out free Ivory Park to the people that would actually purchase it, that could actually afford to buy it. Like, you're sending free Ivy Park to Chris Brown and his daughter and Offset and his son. Send that shit to your fans that wouldn't be able to afford it even if they wanted to support it. These rich-ass celebrities that you're sending this shit to, they're the ones that are your bottom line. They're your core audience, and they should be the ones that have to spend money on it. But hey, who am I? I digress.
So Glorilla had a drink thrown at her and gets spat on by an upset fan. Hey, what's up? I'm A-Dub, and you gotta check this out. So Glorilla felt the wrath of an angry fan this week when a drink was hurled in her direction as she was leaving a venue. Footage of the incident circulated online and showed Big Lo being escorted by a team of people as a woman threw a drink at her and began cursing at the rapper. The Memphis native saw the woman and pointed her out as the security team was moving her to safety. The woman on Glo's side started arguing with the angry fan after the rapper kept pointing her out, and those two almost came to blows before security intervened. It's not fully clear what led to the altercation, but Glorilla was reportedly paid $30,000 to perform at a club in Oakland, California. Things went smoothly when she showed up, but quickly took a turn when Glo didn't perform for an unspecified reason. The incident comes as a surprise, especially with the breakout run Glorilla has had over the last several months. Her single FNF put her on the map and gave the rapper her first Grammy nomination for Best Rap Performance. It also led to Glo linking up with Cardi B for the remix to Tomorrow 2, which dropped last September. If that weren't enough, Glorilla represented the new generation of rap when she touched the stage for the Hip Hop 50 tribute at the 65th Annual Grammy Awards. Big Glo, along with Lil Uzi Vert, joined several hip hop legends on stage, such as LL Cool J, Rakim, Missy Elliott, The Lox, and more, as he celebrated hip hop's 50th birthday with an incredible 15-minute long.
We coming up on the end of the show, so I want to remind y'all, if you haven't already followed me on your favorite platform for podcasts, please stop and hit that follow button. Make sure you subscribe, share this podcast with your friends and your family, leave comments. Make sure you follow me on Facebook so you could tap into my stream show called Streams of Tea, where we talk more like we talk on this podcast. But there's videos and there's pictures, more interaction, and I can invite you guys to get up, join the conversation. So if you've ever wanted to be on a Nothing podcast, be on Streams of Tea. If you want to get on, send me an email at djfsclusive@gmail.com. Also, if you want to help monetize me, help better the quality, like I know you guys can tell, the podcast sounds a lot better now because I got a mixer and I can get more things. Like, I need an audio effects chamber. I need a lot of things to make my podcast manifest the way I want. I could use some cameras. I kind of want to get back in front of the video, kind of want to get a new co-host. I kind of want to do things a little differently. So if you want to, please shop at djexclusive.com, buy yourself some hoodies, some t-shirts, help monetize this podcast so I can go look for a co-host, look for things to better this environment. That would be dope. Before we get out of here, you know, we always do rapid fire nothingness. And I want to kind of start it off with Glorilla. Now, here's my thing about Glorilla. I'm not about to go back and forth whether or not her contract said that she was supposed to perform or not supposed to perform. I didn't actually see a good copy of the contract. I just seen what's going around on the internet, like you guys, that is clearly on someone's social media and it has been doctored and there's images on top of it where I can't really read the contract for what it's supposed to be. Now, what I believe in my mind, my heart, my body, is that Glorilla was booked to do a hosting and a walkthrough. And I also believe that they tried to get over on Glo. I believe that they paid her fee for a hosting and a walkthrough. And when it was lit and everybody was turned up and there was no issues, they kind of threw her a microphone to try to like get her to perform, and she's like, nah, that's gonna be a couple of extra bands. You know what I'm saying? I'm a big star now. I don't just show up to clubs and perform for a couple of bands anymore. You understand what I'm saying? Or it could even be a situation where they booked her before her rates went up. I mean, Glorilla's career is going at lightning speed. I mean, she came in hot as fuck. You know what I mean? I feel like, and you guys can let me know if you feel the same, but I personally feel like Glorilla's 15 minutes is going to come and leave very soon if she's not able to give us another banger like FNF or another banger like Tomorrow Too, only because the fans of hip hop are so fickle. It's like, you guys don't want to allow an artist to be an artist. You don't want to allow an artist to get the time that they need to go create and to actually, you know, make a stamp in this game. Everything got to be quick and everything got to be fire. In the moment that someone drops something that you're not feeling, that's not fire, y'all be quick to turn your backs on those people. And I feel like September was a while ago. September was like, what, 6-7 months ago? That's when Tomorrow 2 came out. FNF came out before that. So she hasn't really had another moment. Like, she killed the BET Awards. I ain't gonna take that from her at all. Like, she's a very great performer. She's very cool. She's very down to earth. People like her. But I say all of this to say, hey, it wouldn't have hurt you at all to perform for your fans. Even if they did not, you know what I'm saying, pay the right price. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you could have just been very, very clear, even to the promoters and to the people. You could have just got on the stage and be like, hey, yo, they did not pay my rate for a performance, but I'm hearing that you guys are all expecting a performance. You guys were expecting a performance? You know, the crowd going to get all hype. She's like, all right, I'm going to get up here. I'm going to do one or two songs for y'all. But y'all let these janky and call out the promoters. Let them know they better send my back in, or I'm never coming to this motherfucker again, or I'm never going to do a show that they promote again. Don't ruin the nights of your fans that ain't got nothing to do with the shady business. You know what I'm saying? The business was shady. Wasn't your fans' fault. They showed up to a party where on the flyers it says that you were going to perform. So you got to take the issues out with the promoters and everything like that on the back end. But just to shit on your fans like that, that's why they spitting on you. That's why they throwing drinks at you, because they don't care about the promoters. They looking right at you. They see you and your friends getting turned up in the VIP doing all of this, and they're not understanding why you not performing. So at a bare minimum, as an artist who 15 minutes is going to come and leave if you don't get it together. And it's not even about her not releasing music like that, why I say her 15 minutes is going to come and leave. It's the comments like, oh, I never going to wash my wig again because Beyonce, or I like my nigga to nut in my food before I eat it. It's just like all of these comments, whether she said them or didn't say them, they're jokes or not jokes. It's just like people be looking at you funny as it is. You know, you got bloggers saying that you rap like you autistic and you got a little bit of retardation in your voice. Like, Glorilla, you're not to the point where you can't get left in 2023. 2024 could come and then you will be a memory. So this is my advice. It is always good to stand on business. Stand on business. Make your business be your everything. But also know how to separate the two. Sometimes it's not about business. Sometimes it's the other thing. And for this was the other thing. Being a new artist, it can be very, very, very difficult to navigate that terrain. You understand? Also, and more rapid fire nothingness, they say your boy Future Vandross is trying to shoot his shot at your girl Tims. They say he sent her flowers. They say that he sent her love notes. Hopefully, she's been paying attention to the industry and to the game enough to know Future is not someone that you want to deal with. He got a friendly ass dick that been in everybody. He got mad kids that he don't even really take care of like that. And when I say he doesn't take care of them, buying them expensive ass watches and giving money to their mothers is not being a father. So let's hope that Tim stays far the fuck away from Future, okay? Shout out to Jay-Z. He's just gonna keep on being rich for no motherfucking reason. This man has sold his majority stake ownership in Duce for over 700 bands. And then what's crazier about that, he still owns 25% of it, which just means he's still gonna be eating. He's still gonna be making money as Duce, a brand, matures and continues to grow and become, you know, everyone's favorite yak. But to take 700 off top like that, that's just crazy. That's like, you know, when everybody went crazy and they was buying Dogecoin and Dogecoin went all the way up to like 75, 85 cents and everybody took theirs. And I'm saying, I know I took mine. Everybody took theirs. But if you were smart, you kept a little bit. So I took mine, but I kept a little bit. So to this day, my Dogecoin is still worth something, even though the stock is 1 minute is doing good, next minute is not doing so good. Crypto is very volatile. But if you play the game right, you can make some and then keep some, make some, then keep some. And that's pretty much what Jay is doing at this point in the game with how he's selling these businesses, but maintaining a percentage in the business, though he's taking close to a billion off top. So shout out to Jay for that. And yo, shout out to Chris Brown, yo. I'm going to always give Chris Brown love and respect because I was outside when Chris Brown's first album came out. Like when I say I was outside, I was going to clubs. I was doing that. I was of age, right? And I've watched him mature. I've watched him go through the shit with Rihanna. I've watched him go through his shit with Karrueche. I've watched him go through his beef with Drake. I've watched him make DJ Drama mixtapes. I've watched him seriously mature and become a man and become a father. And it's almost like the industry does not want to forgive Chris Brown. They do not want to stall him out. They do not want to acknowledge, yo, Chris Brown is, what's the word I'm looking for? Chris Brown is essentially a human, you know what I mean? He makes mistakes. He was a child. He made a mistake. And I think if Rihanna can forgive him and he can exhibit so much maturity, like the way that he always shows Rihanna love, how he congratulated her when he obviously noticed that she was pregnant. You know, I think that the world needs to really get off Chris Brown's dick. He has matured. He has grown. He is a great father, very talented. Rihanna forgives him. And I'm sure all these other women forgive him. He has been a victim just as much as he's done the victimization. And I'm just wondering how long we're going to treat Chris Brown like he shouldn't be loved because he should be loved. Understand? Speaking of Chris Brown, you know, his homeboy Drake, I don't know what's going on with the XXXTentacion trial. I'm not following it like that. I wasn't a fan of X like that. What I understand is someone that was involved in his shooting and his robbery is on the stand telling the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help them God. And they are linking Drake to this. Drake has been linked to the murder of Tentacion, and they are also saying that Drake is being subpoenaed. Half of hip-hop is being subpoenaed. Academics has been subpoenaed. Adam 22 has been subpoenaed. Pretty much anyone that has had court, anybody who has reported on or indicated that they had some kind of news or some type of information regarding the murder of XXXTentacion has been subpoenaed by this lawyer. Now, I don't know if this lawyer wants to just meet celebrities or what the case may be. He has to know that this is going to go nowhere fast. But I do wish Tenten, I keep on calling him Tenten, it's XXXTentacion. I want his family to know that, you know, what happened to him was real fucked up. And whatever kind of justice you guys can obtain, please go out there get your justice, do what you gotta do. But I hope y'all don't think justice is gonna come for trying to put some charges on Drake. I mean, I don't wanna sit here and act like Drake is perfect and Drake wouldn't, you know what I mean? But just because in a paranoid state, X made a comment on his social media that if anything happened to him, it was Drake, I don't think that that is enough to try to say that Drake actually paid these bum ass niggas to do this. It just doesn't make any sense to me. But hey, I digress. Before we get out of here, I just want to say, these red boots that are viral all over the internet, I think that they are more for women with small feet. I don't think that they're ugly boots at all. They do look a little different, but I don't think that they're ugly because I've seen a few females style them. It's when I see men wearing them that it just seems like, you know, they're just trying to wear the latest fashion, something that's really popular, even though they look absolutely crazy doing so. You know, I'm not about to sit here and say, oh, you know, it's the Illuminati, it's all of this other shit. It's just a company that made a boot that gave away a whole bunch of free ones to celebrities, and the celebrities are posting them and wearing them and they're going viral. And that's just how popularity in the mainstream works. Things go viral and then the common people buy into it. That's just what it is. And with that, I'm out of here. And I want to remind y'all, stay consistent, stay confident, and stay you. Because no matter who supports you, no matter who's a fan of you, you got to be a fan of you and you got to support you. And even if you're the only person listening to your podcast, you make that the best podcast. You make it the most consistent podcast. You make it the best podcast that you do listen to. And I promise you, more people going to come, more people going to support. But if you give up and you stop being consistent and you stop having good quality because you fear that no one is supporting you, you already done made the wrong choice. With that, this is your girl, DJ Exclusive with the Nothing Podcast. Everything lit. You just rock with episode 108, Stand On Business, and we out of here. One.
Yeah. We ain't even out in Turks, she finna take sand. Riding around with F and then we like to hold hands. Bo was too sick, died, he ain't need a bed. Then I did the planetary in a cold red. Pull up, she gon' moped it. My doggy don't smoke on shit unless it's unleaded. I don't back and forth over no net, so just gon' did it. See me when you see me, if it's smoke, doggy, unleash it. Dip my rockin' bitch, it's my fave, I'ma gon' beat it. Lookin' in the mirror, kiss my face, I'm too conceited. Send a girl home, call another dog, I'm too slime. She ain't wanna eat it on the first day, it's her rhyme. I don't fuck with drugs, poppin' X for the first time. That shit kicked in like a two-time world champ. Booted up, that shit up and downs like a skate ramp. She vaping in my room, that shit lit up like a glow lamp. Who won't smoke? Okay, cool, let's stay whole. Camp. Big shit popper, we the ones that get your shirt down. Niggas try to take a nigga spot and that's too cramped. Up 8 a.m., geeking hard, I'm a real vamp. These niggas got me fucked up, dog, I'm 2M. Make this bitch lit me like a mail stamp. Strapped up, fuck it, I'ma die lit. Two slime posted at the crib in a snake pit. Every time I tell you how I feel, I don't fake shit. Okay, everybody got a stick, we don't run fade. We ain't even out in Turks, she finna take sand. Riding around with F and then we like to hold hands. Bo was too sick, died, he ain't leave the bed. Then I did the planetary in a cold red. If I tell this bitch to pull her, she gon' moped it. My doggy don't smoke on shit unless it's unleaded. I don't back and forth over no net, so just gon' did it. See me when you see me, if it's smoke, doggy, unleash it.
Kind of girl. Let me know, then you might find somebody you feel like understands you a little bit, and you know.
Hey, now you rocking with so DJ Epstein.
Red Spider.
Something like a porno star. Woo. Something like a super freak. I never seen her on tape before, but when she go low, she's a professional. No. Damn. My kind of girl, porno star. Woo. She's something like a
diss her, cause she's slowly growing up to be like a older sister. She got a bad reputation, so you don't hold a kiss her. And after one conversation, you probably fold a twister. It ain't hard to tell that honey dumb. She 18, going on 21. Mama don't know where she getting money from. Hopping in and out of cars, stuffed in the back seat. Looking to score big, so she fuck all the athletes. Something like a princess gone wrong. Used to be a ballerina, now she performs to the thong song. What happened to your plans to enroll in college? Now you rather slide down metal poles for dollars. Your fingernails and your toes just polished, but your brain's on freeze. In other words, frozen knowledge. All your plans and your goals demolished. You grew up in Southside. Why niggas know you were holding hollers?
Something like a porno star. Something like a super freak. I never seen her on tape before, but when she go low, she's a
cool bitch. Yeah, yeah. 97. DJ Nuff.
Like a super freak. Never seen her on tape before, but when she go low, she's a broke bitch.
Oh, yeah.
School, cutting from class, every boy you knew touching your ass, getting nowhere fast. I ain't gonna lie, shorty, I used to laugh, cause you was the main topic on math. I seen her in the mall shopping, now I'm contemplating about stopping, cause she can get me off like Cochran. Back then it was popping, spoiled, her daddy was pumping. He probably thought she'd grow up and get married or something.
It's senior drama correspondent Tiana Kardashian, and you are now rocking the DJ F exclusive of the Nothing Podcast and Everything Lit. And when I'm not stealing tea with the certified tea sippers and all my blogs, I'm like it hot, I'm listening to DJ F exclusive and the Nothing Podcast.
Last night, couldn't even get an answer. I tried to call, but my pride wouldn't let me die. This blank expression, and the way I feel, I wanna curl up like a child.
I know you can hear me.
Had to do it.
ain't for me. I can't be for you if I ain't for me. She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to who? She talking to me, she talking to you, who she talking to? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to you, she talking to who? She talking to? In the mirror like, bitch, you got this. Like, bitch, you really popping. Like, bitch, you better stop it. These hoes is not a problem. All you gotta do is get up and go. Pep up your steps, take over control. It's never been fast, it's always been slow. The harder the work, the rocky the road. She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to who? She talking to me, she talking to you. Who she talking to? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to you. She talking to who? She talking to? I've been trying to give up, but my brain is on go. It's telling me no. It's telling me get through the storm. You better not go. My mama, she raised me, she never complained that she did it alone. So how could I lose? I gotta keep moving, I come from a bro. She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to who? She talking to me, she talking to you, who she talking to? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to who? She talking to you, she talking to me, she talking to you, she talking to who? She talking to.
Everybody know this thing, back. Kwame. I'm holding it down for DJ Exclusives. Just spin it, man. Yo.